Hi, this is the Swift version of Sequence 4 now. We decided to do a couple of recordings just to encourage you to use the practice sheets in a variety of ways so that it's not always a static performance of the same thing. So this one only requires your mat and by the time you get to pose 8, a chair. So do have a chair nearby. And make sure your mat is positioned so you're not going to crash into any furniture. Because, of course, the house doesn't tend to have the same space as the studio. And obviously, if you've looked at it and know you require props for any of these poses, then do have them nearby. Otherwise, I was thinking it would be minimalist. And we'll do about 3 breaths in each pose. And we'll run through some of the poses more times than it actually says on the sheet. So I think that's ready to start. Sukhasana. Cross legs. Swastikasana. It's the same pose. Several different names. Make sure you sit well. Sit nicely, as Gita would say. 3 breaths. Now change the cross on your legs. And again, settle yourself with another 3 breaths. Staying with the cross legs that you're in currently, we're going to do the Sukhasana twist, or Parjva Swastikasana. So right hand just behind you, perhaps close to the right buttock, and left hand to the right knee. And as you work into the pose, work with the breath, so inhaling to stretch up, exhaling to turn. Keep tall, come back to the centre, and then turn to the left side. 3 breaths. And back to the centre. I don't know if my exaggerated breaths are working or not. So stretch out your legs, stretch the heels well, draw the toes towards you, and make sure the knees recover before you do that cross again, the legs as we started originally. So sitting up, Swastikasana. Parjva Swastikasana to the right side, twist. Using the breath as you lift and turn, but keep the weight even in the buttocks. Turn fully so you look over the right shoulder completely, and then come back to the centre. Left side. Keeping the spine erect, not leaning forward, not leaning back, and back to the centre. Pose 3, Adomukha Virasana. So bring the toes together. Try and keep your heels together as well, actually, so you keep a firm grip on your shins and thighs, but the knees apart. So toes touching, heels touching if possible. Stretching forwards, Adomukha Virasana. And then from there, come up onto all fours, tuck your toes under, and up you come. We're going to stand so that we face the long end of the mat, and come to Tadasana in the centre, facing the long end. And on an inhalation, bring the arms up, exhale, bend the knees, inhale, jump. Left foot in, right foot out, come straight into your triangle pose. And stay. Inhale to come up, feet to the front. Right foot in, left foot out. On an exhalation, go to the left hand side. Inhale up, feet to the front, jump back together, Tadasana. So I'm assuming you have also done practice sheets 1, 2, and 3, so that when you're in the pose, we can have the right alignment, right extension, the right direction. And because we worked in sheet 2 with the back foot to the wall, then strong back legs. So let's do that again. Trikonasana, to the right. Come to your pose. Inhale up, feet to the front, turning to the left, centering yourself first, so that when you do come to the left, which will be now on an exhalation, you come exactly over that left leg, spine long, chest open, legs strong. Inhale up, feet back to the front, Tadasana. Tadasana to ground your mind, your body, settle your breath, quieten the forebrain, and then wider jump, of course, because the next pose is going to be Virabhadrasana 2. You can hear I've got company today. Exhale, bending that right knee, aiming to make a square. Definitely contain the knee so it's not drifting in front or behind the ankle. Looking over the right hand if you can, very briefly. And then inhale, straighten the right leg up. Feet to the front. Recharge those arms. Don't be lazy just because I can't see you. And then turn the feet to the left. And on an exhalation, bending the left knee. So you sit down in the pose. Trying to make a square with that left knee, trying to keep the spine upright. Looking over the left hand, inhale up. Feet to the front, jump back together, Tadasana. Okay, on an inhalation, jump wide again. Second time around, Virabhadrasana 2. This time sitting deeper. Taking the gaze over the right hand straight away, but reaching into that left arm and left foot all the time. Now, by the time I've said all that, you've probably had 3 breaths. Inhale up, feet to the front. Feet to the left, Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale up, feet to the front. Jump back together, Tadasana. Strong, straight, stable Tadasana. It's like your barometer. You have to settle here. Because then, of course, we combine the movements of the last 2 poses and make it into a balance with Ardha Chandrasana next. And again, we'll be doing it twice. And we'll be going through Trikonasana. So make sure you have room. This is a travelling pose, we know that. And of course, if you want a prop, take it. Otherwise, we're going to jump now for Trikonasana. Left foot in, right foot out. Extend over that right leg. Stretch up with the left arm or have it on your waist, whichever you prefer. Bend the right knee, walk the foot in. Keep pressing into the right heel, pressing into the right hand, and extending that left leg. Open up the chest. Light and lifted pose, and then back. Trikonasana. Inhale up. Right foot in, left foot out. Make sure you're not going to crash into any furniture or walls, that you've accommodated the pose. Left side, triangle pose. 3 breaths. Now, bending that left knee, stretch the hand forward, way beyond the wee toe. Inhale, up you come. strong standing leg, long spine, extend to all fingertips and back, Trikonasana. Should be a lovely Trikonasana now. Chest open, spine long, inhale up, feet to the front, back to Tadasana. I know we could have done it twice on each side, but this is more of a workout this way. So, once more, jump for Trikonasana. Settle yourself, come to Trikonasana. Come from Trikonasana into Ardha Chandrasana, right hand side. So keep it steady, rock steady in that right foot and leg as you can. Reach to the sky with the left fingertips, stretch into the left heel, and then big step back, Trikonasana. Make it a wider, bigger, longer, more open Trikonasana than usual. And inhale up. Feet to the front, turning to the left, Trikonasana. Stretch out both sides of the trunk. Bending the left knee, placing the left hand. Inhale up, Ardha Chandrasana. If you can, should have said this the last time, but I'm sure you'll do it more than once. Look up to the ceiling. And then Trikonasana. Keep looking up to the ceiling. Yeah, it's not an easy pose. You can make it more interesting. Inhale up. Feet to the front. Tadasana. So your recovery is Adho Mukha Svanasana. So let's come now back onto the mats. So you can come to a dog pose. Feel free to use a wall or any blocks you might need. Otherwise, now hips high, head low. Turning those thighs in towards each other as you look at them, spreading the back thighs, reaching the heels back, ironing out the mat forwards with the hands, and then rest down. Because our Sheeta is kind, it does say we can do it twice. So rest down, sitting on the heels. Keep the arms extending forward. Palms down. Really press into those palms. Keep the elbows tight. Rise up onto your knees. Tuck the toes under. Once more, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And if you've short measured yourself at all, step back with the feet. Try and bring that crown of the head to face the floor more. The buttocks to reach to the wall behind you more. Thighs broader. And then back on your knees. Sitting up, pull in your chair. I find it very interesting they use the chair at this point because I might have done it on the floor. You could do it on the floor if you want. But let's just do it as shown. So we're going to sit sideways on the chair. Baddha Vajrasana. So I'm assuming there's no knee problem. Hip. Better get this right now. No back problems. You want your feet and knees together. If there is a back problem, get a brick between your knees. Press the feet into the ground. Lift up with the spine. And again, make that turn around the length of the spine. So you remain sitting very tall. But you get the spread of the muscles on the back. Opening of the chest. Come back to the centre. And change sides. Chair Bharat Vajrasana. You can get all the family joining in for this one. Inhale, stretch up. Exhale, turn. Really use the arms on the chair back to help you turn more. So it's a stronger turn than you had in your Swastikasana earlier. And then again, back to the center. And to the first side once more. So if you don't use your arms when you're seated on the floor doing this pose, you can learn to use your arms here. Keep tall as you come back to the starting position. And then turn yourself around once more. And turn on the seat. Baddha-Vajrasana to the left side. Keep tall, come back to the center. Put your chair out of the way. It's a very short, fast practice, this one. So Shavasana. Come and lie flat if you possibly can, no props. Make sure you are in the center of your mat. Make sure you do stretch the legs out well and keep them together as you stretch out the back of the head. Spread the shoulders. Lie either with the hands on the tummy. If you've not done so much yoga, this is usually more comfortable, more relaxing. But those of you who've done for some time, just take the hands slightly away from the body. Usually level with the hips, 20, 30 degrees away. And exhale completely. Let loose all grip on the body. With each exhalation, feel you can surrender to the pose. The inhalation will look after itself and refresh you. The exhalation, you will notice that you can let loose more and more muscles around the neck, shoulders, buttocks, mouth. You'll notice the relaxation as it comes. And this is where we learn our habits, isn't it? Where we might hold on to tension, where perhaps we practiced too strongly or without the right assistance. If there's any problems, you need to take note and try to avoid them the next time. So you can find a more peaceful Shavasana. Inhaling more deeply, opening the eyes. Even the Shavasana is shorter than this class. You could, of course, do the whole class again. And you could go back to the previous one or do the gentle version where you get alignment well by using the wall behind you. So don't be afraid to experiment. This is one of the beauties of home practice now. Some of you might already have done a home practice and some might just be venturing into this for the first time. But you've all done enough, whether you're students of yoga on Te or regular Iyengar students elsewhere, you should have a good baseline from your classes that you can safely practice and really enjoy a whole new aspect to your yoga now. Thank you. Bye-bye.